朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
请看这一张图。
Please take.
你们猜猜看这是什么地方
？Please take a look at this satellite picture and guess where this picture is taken from. Sorry, where is this picture?
猜得出来吗
？Can you guess it?
啊 ，Saudi 阿拉伯，好。
Saudi Arabia.
在那个地方，我们总以为是一片的沙漠，什么都没有。
We assume that area is filled with desert.
但是从天空上来看，那地方晚上发出的灯光却这样的美丽。
But from above, we can see it's so amazingly beautiful.
可见的从平面或从立体来看，有的时候是很不一样的。
As you can see from a 2D versus a 3D dimension, we can see things differently.
我们的人生也是这样。
It's the same as our lives.
从人的角度和从神的角度来看同样的事情，有的时候真相会大不相同。
It will be different if you look from our point of view versus looking from God's point of view.
比如说，人生到底为什么要活着？
For example, let's consider the question, what is the purpose of life?
从人的角度上来看，人活的是为了享受人生，是为了养育后代。
From our point of view, maybe you will say our purpose is to enjoy life and bear more children.
但这个真是问题的答案吗？
But is this truly the answer to this question?
好像刚才我跟孩子们讲的这个故事。
Just as the fable I just taught to the children.
每一件家具他们看自己的存在都有自己的解释。
Every created furniture in the room, they have their own understanding to their purposes.
但是他们真正存在的意思要他们的主人来解释。
But their real existence, the purpose of that is should be explained by the carpenter.
同样的道理，我们人人生的目的应当由造我们的主宰来告诉我们。
The same way, our purpose in this world should be answered by our creator.
因为只有他才能够赋予我们人生真正的意义。
Only our creator can tell us the meaning of our lives.
在圣经雅各书第四章十四到十五节这样的说，其实明天如何你们还不知道，你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。
In the book of James, chapter 4, verse 14 and 15 says, Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life?For you are a mist that appears to a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you are to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that.
圣经形容我们的人生好像一片的云雾。
In the Bible, it describes our lives as a mist.
你们看天上的云，有的时候像一只羊，有的时候像一只大象。
If you look at the clouds in the sky, sometimes it looks like a goat, sometimes an elephant.
但你坐在飞机上看这些云的时候，都是一团一团的，像棉花一样。
But if you are in the airplane above, in the sky, you will see it's the cloud is more like cotton balls.
过了一段时间，它们就不见了。
After a little while, they will disappear.
我们的人生也是这样。
Our lives are exactly like that.
但如果你坐的这个飞机从天上掉下来的话，谁也活不了。
But if the airplane drops from above, then everybody will die.
换句话说，若不是掌管万有的神 他不许可，要不然悲剧是时刻都可以发生的。
In other words, as long as the God permits, otherwise, disasters will happen any minute.
那神造我们人到底有什么目的呢？
What's God's design for our lives? What's his purpose?
神设计的人生有三个意义。
There are three purposes in our lives.
第一个，人生是一种考验。
First, life is a test.
第二，人生是一个信托。
Secondly, life is a trust.
第三，人生是一个暂时的任务。
Thirdly, life is a temporary assignment.
我们每天的生活当中都充满了考验。
Our lives are filled with trials and tests.
下大雪的时候，车子就出问题。
We might stuck in the snow because of car problems.
孩子生病，我们也不能上班。
We might have to stay at home because kids are sick.
突然今天老师有一个 quiz， 有一个考试。
Maybe your teacher give you a quiz in class without answering, without announcing.
公司还没有通知任何人就给了你一个粉红色的条子。
Maybe you got the pink slip without the company informing you that you've been laid off.
每一天在我们的生活当中都潜伏着各样的危机。
Every day in our lives there are tests.
因为神容许这些事情的发生，是要给我们一场的考验。
Because God allows this to happen in our lives in order for us to pass this test.
人生也是一个信托。
Life is also a trust.
我们好像有很多的东西。
It seems like you own a lot of things.
我们有车子，有房子，有手机，有钱包。
We have cars, houses, money and cell phones.
但我们离开这个世界的时候，什么东西都带不走。
But when we leave this world, we cannot take anything with us.
有没有人看到他离开的时候，他可以带着一棺材的黄金走呢？
Have you ever seen anyone who died and bring with him pounds of gold?
不可能，因为他的儿女不允许他。
Not possible because his children wouldn't let him do that.
那为什么我们在这个世界上要斗得你死我活的去争去抢呢？
Then why do we fight so much in this world, trying to grab as much as possible?
这世上的东西是神给我们，要我们去好好的管理和使用。
God gave us what we have in order for us to use and manage.
我们应当用这一些的资源来做成更多的成品，大家可以享用。
We need to use what God provides to us so that we can benefit more people.
人生也是一个暂时的任务。
Life is also a temporary assignment.
换句话说，神赋予我们每一个人都有使命。
In other words, God have goals in each one of us lives.
而这一些的使命，只有我们在世上活着的时候，我们才能完成。
And this goal is only set for us in our life on earth.
当时间一到的时候，我们通通都要放下，都得向神来交账。
When our time is up, we need to go to God and tell him what we have finished.
我们在永恒当中继续要做事，然而那些事是根据我们在最后的这个报告接受不同的待遇。
When we go in eternity to God's face,We actually are judged by our final report we present to God.
今天早上我们要来看前面这两项，人生是一场考验，人生也是一个托付。
This morning we are going to pay attention to the first two goals in our lives.
我们不可以忘记，一切都是出于神的恩典。
We should never forget that everything comes because of God's grace.
如果这地球上没有氧气，我们没有一个人可以生活下去。
No one could survive without the oxygen.
所以我们的生命完全在乎于创造天地的主宰。
Our lives totally depends on the Creator, our God.
我们看所居住的这一个地球是这样的美丽，这样的合适，这都是出于神的慈爱和信实。
If we look at the earth we are living on, it's so beautiful. That's all because of God's faithfulness and grace.
当我们看到圣经里面以色列人他们所经历的故事，就对我们有很大的启发。
If we read the stories in the Bible concerning the Israelites, all of these should enlighten us.
在《生命记》里面，摩西教导百姓说
，In Deuteronomy, Moses said,
他说你们要谨慎，免得忘记耶和华你们的神，不守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的。恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住，你的牛羊加多，你的金银增添。并你所有的鸡全都加增，你就心高气傲，忘记耶和华你的神，就是那将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的。
Take care lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full, and have built good houses and live in them,And when your herds and flocks multiply, and your silver and gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then you heard your heart be lifted up, and you'll forget the Lord your God, and brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery.
中国有一句古话说，生于忧患，死于安乐。
There is an idiom in Chinese. It says, born in despair and die troubleless.
是说人在困境当中都会努力的挣扎。
It says that everyone will try their best to strive in difficulties.
但是人在困境的当中就开始堕落了。
But when everything goes smooth in our lives, we tend to let up.
你看中国的历史，每一个朝代就是在最强盛的时候败落就开始了。
If we look at the history of Chinese dynasties, we can see that the end started actually in prosperity.
所以上帝要一直不停地考验提醒我们。
That's why God gives us tests, and through the tests, he's reminding us constantly.
要帮助我们来校正我们前面的路。
He's trying to adjust us so we can walk on the right path.
我们要回想一下，我们当中有多少人是发了财才来到美国的
？If we look back, how many of us came here because we were rich?
几乎每个人都是提着两个箱子来的。
I think most of us came here with two suitcases.
但如今我们吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住，经营满。账户你的银行账户。
And today we have enough food, a beautiful house, and a very rich bank account.
我们不能够忘记，这是出于神普遍性的恩典。
We shouldn't forget, this is because of God's general grace.
那意思就是，只要你努力，就有报酬。
It means that as long as you try, you will get paid.
但我们不可以，因为我们有许许多多的丰富，我们就变得骄傲起来。
But we shouldn't be prideful because we have enough.
我们特别是这些蒙恩的人，我们要与人来分享神给我们的恩典。
Especially all of us here who have already experienced God's grace, we need to share this with others.
那再过几天我们有新年的布道会。
After a couple of days, we will have aChinese New Year celebration.
那个目的不是我们要来庆祝中国的新年。
This is not only to celebrate the Chinese New Year.
如果要庆祝，你自己找朋友去庆祝。我们聚在一起的目的是为了要分享上帝给我们的恩典。
We can celebrate separately with our friends. The reason we gather together here is because we want to share God's grace with people around us.
让他们明白上帝是一位赐恩典的神。
We want to show them God is a graceful God.
今天全世界上仍然有12%的人口是在饥饿的边缘。
Today still there are 12% of people are in hunger.
有868万的人这么多是吃不饱的。
There are 868 million people still in hunger.
在美国就有 43.1 million 的，就4300万的人口在贫穷的边缘。
And in America, there are 43.1 million people living under poverty line.
同时呢，有133 billion 磅的食物被扔进垃圾桶。
But yet there are 133 billion pounds of food wasted every day in the world.
就是从你我家中的冰箱跟逐日爱宴吃剩下的食物中丢进去。
And that includes everything we wasted from our fridge and from our love feast.
为什么这世界这样的不平均？
Why is this unfairness in the world?
因为人厌弃神，忘记遵守神的命令。
Because we despise God and forgot God's commandment.
我们自私地活在自己的世界中。
We live selfishly in our own world.
我们甚至带一个手提袋去 Kroger 买东西都不愿意，仍然要用它的塑料袋。
We even don't want to be bothered to bring a reusable bag to go shopping in Kroger. We still want to use plastic bags.
所以神必须容许许多的考验临到我们。
That's why God gave us so many tests and trials.
为的是要校正我们自己的行为。
So he can correct our actions.
人生必须要经历许多的考验。
We need to go through life with tests and trials.
生命记第八章十五节继续说，引你经过那大而可畏的旷野，在那里有火蛇蝎子，干旱无水之地，他曾为你使水从坚硬的磐石中流出来，又在旷野将你列祖所不认识的玛拉赐给你吃，是要苦练你，试炼你，叫你终究享福。
In Deuteronomy, Moses continues, God led you through the great and terrifying wilderness and its fiery serpents and scorpions, and thirsty ground where there was no water, who brought you water out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna that your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and test you to do you good in the end.
以色列人在埃及做奴隶非常的辛苦。
Israelites were enslaved in Egypt.
他们呼求神，神就差遣摩西去把他们拯救出来。
They cried out to the Lord, and God sent Moses, brought them out of Egypt.
但以色列人没有很快的就进入迦南地。
But the Israelites did not enter the Promised Land.
一方面是因为他们不信神可以帮助他们胜过迦南地的强敌。
On the one hand, it's because they did not trust God is powerful enough to fight the strong man on the Canaan.
另一方面也是因为他们不专心跟从神。
On the other hand, it's because they are not focused and following the Lord.
所以他们又多花了38 years的功夫漂流在旷野。
So it took them 38 more years to wandering in the wilderness.
我们的人生有的时候就好像漂流在旷野。
Sometimes our lives may seem like wandering in the wilderness too.
常常重重复复地犯同样的错误，然后辛苦半天又回到原点。
Oftentimes we make the same mistakes again and again and return to the starting point.
就好像最近股票崩盘一样，一个礼拜失去的一年所有累积的利益。
Just like what happened in the past couple of weeks in the stock market, you lost in a day a year's worth.
神容许这些事情发生。
God allows this to happen.
为什么？因为股市需要调整呢？10-20% 的调整。
Why? Because the stock market needs correction. 10-20% correction.
因为有许多的人都被发财梦给冲昏了头，需要 cool down.
Because many people lost their mind with the dream of being rich, they need to be cooled down.
我们的人生会遭遇许多的困难。
In our lives, we are going to be faced with a lot of difficulties.
或者是意外，或者是失业，或者是生病，或者是死亡。
Maybe losing a job, maybe sickness, maybe some sudden difficulties or even lose your life.
这些都是神加给我们的考验。
All of these are tests from God.
那原则是非常简单。
And the rule is very simple.
就是我们如果不照着神的话去生活，神就会给我们许多的修正，这些的事就在我们的生活中发生。
If we do not live according to God's rules, then God will give us corrections, and these things will happen in our lives.
好像你开车如果不系上安全带，那你受严重伤害的可能性就增加一倍。
Just as when you are driving, if you do not buckle up, then the chances of you getting hurt severely in a car accident doubles.
但如果你坐在 SUV 后座，你绑上安全带的话，你的受伤可能性就减少73%。
But if you sit in the back seat of a SUV and buckle up, the chances of you getting hurt in a car accident decreases by 73%.
在美国，非生病死亡的原因最高的就是车祸。
In the US, the highest rate of fatality other than disease is in a car accident.
在这种下雨天开车更是危险。
In a day like today, when it's raining, it's even more dangerous.
平均每15分钟就有一个人因车祸而死亡。
Every 15 minutes, a person dies in a car accident.
青少年出车祸的第一原因是什么？Texting, 啊，使用手机 ，texting.
For youth, can you guess what is the highest cause of car accident? It's texting and driving.
平均每一年啊，最近有33万个人出车祸受伤，是因为一边开车一边打电话一边 texting.
Every year.There are average about 330,000 people involved in a car accident because of texting or calling while driving.
所以我们不要埋怨神为什么人生有这么多的意外。
So please do not blame God for all of these troubles in your life.
人生其实在神是没有意外的。
Because there's nothingThere's nothing strange in God's plan.
因为对我们而言，这一些的意外都是出于神的一个设计，都是管教，都是考验。
Because all of these are planned by God to correct us and teach us.
有的时候可能不是当事的人，而是在他周遭的人需要做一些的调整。
Sometimes maybe it's not the person who's suffering from these difficulties, but people around this person needs to be taught.
因为神要帮助我们修正、悔改，来归向他。
Because God wants to correct us and bring us back to Him.
他已经给我们一个标准的榜样，就是耶稣基督。
He has set us a very perfect role model in our lives, that's Jesus Christ.
他要我们来学习像耶稣一样的品格。
He wants us to learn Jesus, to learn the characters of Jesus.
像他一样对天父完全的顺从。
To be like him with fully obedience to God.
我们的人生其实是上帝交给我们的一个托付。
Our life is also a trust from God.
神把许多的事情交给我们去管理。
God gave us a lot of resources to manage things.
当神一开始造人的时候，他就说了，要生养众多，遍理地面，治理这地。
When God generated the earth and bring us to life, He said to Adam and Eve that you need to produce more and manage the earth.
所以管理这个世界，这个是神给我们的责任。
So it's our responsibility to manage this world.
但是人渐渐的自大起来，觉得他可以取代神。
But gradually, human beings become prideful and think that we can substitute for God.
好像尼采哲学家他说，上帝已经死了。
Just like Nietzsche said, God is dead.
人窃夺神的荣耀， 把神交托给人的东西占为己有而滥用它。
We steal God's glory and grab what is God.
我们滥用它，占为己有。
And abuse what God gave us.
因为我常常会想到，人的疾病是死亡造成死亡的主要原因。
I often think disease is actually brought by death.
但事实上，污染不但能够造成疾病，而且会直接的导致死亡。
But in reality, pollution is actually a major cause in disease and death.
根据一份叫 Lancet Pollution Committee 的报告说，在印度24.5%的人死亡是由于污染直接间接造成的。
An organization, Lancet, once did a research on pollution-related death statistics. It indicates that in India, there are 24.5% of people died. Their death is caused directly or indirectly by pollution.
在中国是19.5%。
In China, about 19.5% of death is caused.
在美国是5.7%。
In the U.S., it's about 5.7%.
刚才我们读的这个《生命记》第八章17节、18节这样说，恐怕你心里说，这柴火是我力量、我能力得来的。你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得货财的力量是他给你的，为要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的约，像今日一样。
As it says in Deuteronomy 8, verse 17 to 18, Beware lest you say in your heart, My power and the might of my hand have got me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers, as it is this day.
我们的神是一位守约慈爱的神。
Our God is a faithful and graceful God.
换句话说，他把他自己的意思启示给列祖们，然后他就照着这个计划去执行。
In other words, he revealed his plan to our forefathers, and then he followed through with his plan.
他的计划是要预备一位救主来拯救全人类。
His plan is to prepare a savior to save this human race.
这个拯救不光是叫人的罪得到赦免，与他和好。
This salvation is not only to pardon our sin and repair the relationship with him.
同时也是要帮助人去借着圣灵完成他所交付的使命。
It also helps us with the guidance of the Holy Spirit so we can fulfill His will in this world.
以色列人之所以不会灭亡，是因为神要借着这个民族来预备一个环境，可以将救主带入这个世界。
Today, the Israelites are still here is because through them, God brought the salvation, the Savior into our lives.
神他预备好一个重建人性的计划。
God has prepared a plan to rebuild a real human.
你我都是这个计划的从事者。
You and I are participants in this plan.
所谓基督徒，就是跟从耶稣基督去执行这个计划的人。
We call ourselves Christians. That means we are followers and we are helping to implement this plan.
所以你我有一个责任，我们要去好好经营神所交给我们的东西。
So it's our duty to manage what has put in our hands.
我们要为所领受的这些托付向神负责。
We have to be accountable to God for what He has entrusted in us.
在生命记第八章十九到二十节这样说，你若忘记耶和华你的神，随从别神侍奉敬拜，你们必定灭亡，这是我今日警戒你们的。耶和华在你们面前怎样使列国民灭亡，你们也必照样灭亡，因为你们不听从耶和华你们神的话。
And in Deuteronomy in Deuteronomy Moses said, and if you forgot the God, the Lord your God, and go after other gods and serve them and worship them, I solemnly warn you today that you shall surely perish. Like the nations that the Lord makes to perish before you, so shall you perish, because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God.
神给我们的第一个托付就是叫我们专心地信靠他。
The first commandment God gave to us is to trust him.
但是人在犯罪堕落，第一件事情就是躲避神。
And the first thing human beings did after they committed sin was to avoid the face of God.
然后我们为自己造一个代用品，神的代用品。
And then we build an idol to replace God.
这个就叫做偶像。
This is called an idol.
那现代人不会去在拜这个木头石头刻的偶像。
Today we might not be worshiping an idol carved out of stone or wood.
但是有现代人的偶像至少有四个。
But we have at least four idols in our lives.
第一个就是物质主义。
The first is materialism.
就是继续不断地追求更多、更好、更多的享受。
It's to pursue more and greater and better things in our lives.
所以 iPhone 5还没用过 ，iPhone 6就出来了。
So when iPhone 5 has not been used, iPhone 6 is already available.
iPhone 7还没有见过 ，iPhone 8就出来了。
You haven't seen iPhone 7 yet, iPhone 8 is already out.
iPhone 9还没有听过 ，iPhone 10就出来了。
Maybe you have not heard of iPhone 9, but iPhone 10 is already available.
你看，要想追上时代是一个多么辛苦的事情。
So you see, it's very a tough job to follow the trend.
这个就是把物质的追求当作偶像一般的来崇拜。
This is to make the material world an idol to pursue.
第二个就是成功主义。
The second is prosperityism.
就是把成功当作是人生的目标。
Which makes prosperity and success your life goal.
拼命的努力，目标就是叫别人能够羡慕自己的成功，满足自己的成就感。
The purpose of that is to be envious by other people and fulfill your prideful ego.
不但世人认为如此，连基督徒也渐渐地被这一种成功主义所渗透。
Not only non-believers, gradually even Christians are accepting this idea.
我们称它为成功哲学神学。
We call it prosperity gospel.
Theology.
Theology.
就是说认为发大财了，享受高级的物质都是出于上帝的祝福。
We believe, they believe that prosperity is God's blessing.
所以做一个成功的基督徒，这是我们人生的目标。
So become prosperous and successful in life is the goal of our lives.
那其实这个是把成功取代了上帝，当作偶像一般的来崇拜。
This is to replace God with prosperity in life and idolize that.
第三个现代的偶像就是科学主义。
The third is scientism.
就是认为科学可以解决人类一切的问题。
People believe that science can solve all problems in our lives.
那如果现在不能解决，将来科学进步了就可以解决。
Even if we cannot solve this problem now, in the future when science progresses, all problems should be able to be solved by us.
所以从卡通到Futurist 这些 movie 啊电影都在推销科学的伟大。
From cartoons to the futuristic movies, all of these are selling us the idea that science can solve our life problems.
结果上帝变成老股东心灵的安慰，无知者的拐杖。
And God gradually eased into the background to become a chicken soup for people with weak mind and also a hand stick for cripples.
让人都以为这世界会无限制的下去，但是有一天这世界结束的时候，那我们再想到就太迟了。
This idea assumes that the world will continue forever, but when the end comes, it's already too late for us to start.
最后一个是夸大的主义。
The last idol is called aggrandism.
意思就是夸大渲染，把自己的好处说到极点。
This is to grandize what one person can achieve to the extreme.
这种浮夸的风气在中国文革的时候就表现出来。
This grandizement actually appeared even in the Cultural Revolution.
那时候大家都被夸到以为中国在飞跃的进步。
In those times, people in China believed that China was progressing in such a great speed.
最后怎么样？自欺欺人。
In the end, it's actually a lie we tell to others and to ourselves.
那现在这一种的风气呢，也渐渐的吹到美国来。
Grandizement actually comes gradually to the land of America.
由美国的领导啊，美国的总统来领头。
With our leader, commander, the president.
啊，我不讲政治哈，但是呢，许多人对于总统真是又恨又支持。
I'm not talking politics here, but I can see many people have a mixed feeling for this president.
因为他个人的操守不好，但是他的政策呢，跟我们的理想相近。
His personal conduct is questionable, but the policy he's pushing aligns with what we believe.
但我们千万不要被感染上这种自大自夸的风气。
But please do not be affected by this grandizement.
因为这个是魔鬼非常厉害的手段，也是一种偶像，是叫我们糊糊涂涂的自大。
This is a idol in our lives, and also a very powerful trick the devil plays in our lives, so we can be prideful.
神的话告诉我们说，他警戒我们不要再追求这世上的偶像，要不然我们的结局就是毁灭。
God warns us against pursuing the idols in our lives, otherwise we will end in hell.
因为我们人生的目的不是为自己活，是为造我们的上帝而活。
Because the purpose in our life is not to live for ourselves, but for God.
他叫我们遭遇许多的苦难，是为了要修正我们，同时又给我们许多丰富的资源，叫我们来经营。
God leads us through tests because he wants to correct us. He also gives us resources because he wants us to manage.
那如果我们把偶像变成神而放弃它，那是一个非常悲惨的事情。
If we make the idols in our lives gods, then we are abandoning the real God, and that's a tragedy.
从2月19号开始，我们会有40天禁食的祷告。
From February 19th, we are going to pursue a fasting plan for 40 days.
那这是一个我们反思检讨的很好的时候。
This is a very good opportunity for us to take time, rethink and meditate on ourselves.
你可以进食早餐，或者是午餐、晚餐，或者进食一整天，但不要每天都进食啊。
You can give up a meal in each day or give up three meals, but do not give up three meals continuously for many days.
禁食是什么意思呢？不是啊，你就节食哈。
What's the meaning of fasting? It's not go on a diet.
而是要用那个时间来祷告亲近神。
It's to use the time to pray and get close to God.
所以禁食不是和神来谈一个交换的条件。
Fasting is not to exchange for God's favor.
禁食也不是减少做饭的麻烦。
It's not to save you trouble for cooking.
禁食当然也不是为节食减轻体重。
It's not to give you a chance to lose some weight.
禁食也不是要完成牧师给你的规定。
It's also not a requirement from pastor.
那禁食是为了要专心跟神来交流。
Fasting is to have a chance to communicate and focus with God.
禁食乃是为了迫切为某一件事情恳求上帝。
It's also earnest, praying to God for urgent matters.
禁食是为了寻求个人、家庭、灵性的更新，所以可以跟你的配偶一起的祷告。
It's also a chance for you as a family or with your spouse to have a chance to grow together spiritually.
最后，禁食是一种操练行善和节制的机会。
It's also a chance to exercise good deeds and self-control.
不是我们每天只是不吃东西祷告，而我们需要去做善事。
It's not only fasting. Fasting is not only abstaining from eating and pray. It's also a chance for us to exercise good deeds.
我建议大家每一天都至少做一件好的事情。
I ask each of you to do at least one good deed.
而且在这一段时间当中，每天去学习节制自己，不做那些神不喜悦的事。
And during fasting, also learn the self-control and abstain from doing things will not please God.
所以你们要参与这个禁食祷告的，你们一定要读以赛亚书五十八章。
For all of you who want to participate in the fasting and prayer, you need to read Isaiah chapter 58.
我会给每一位每一天我们需要祷告的事项。
Every day I give you a note telling you the prayer matters.
人生是一场考验。
Life is a test.
所以不可以忘记，一切都是出于神的恩典。
So we should not forget that everything is from God.
我们人生必须要经过这种的考验而被校正。
We will go through life with a lot of tests so we can be corrected and built up.
人生也是一个托付。
Life is also a trust.
神将一切的资源交给我们，我们应当好好的去管理。
God gives us all resources to manage and produce.
因为我们每一个人将来都要为我们所领受的托付向神交账负责。
Because in the end, we will be accountable to God for what he has entrusted to us.
不要你自己信了耶稣得到天堂，那你就过你快乐的日子。你应当分享你自己所有神给你的恩典。
Do not think you can live happily ever after you have got the salvation. You need to share the gospel with people around you.
这一个礼拜六我们有新年传福音的聚会。
This Saturday we will have a Chinese New Year gospel meeting.
这个聚会大家都花了许多的功夫准备。
For this gathering, many of us have spent time preparing for this.
我们的目的不是为了要庆祝中国的新年。
The purpose is not to celebrate Chinese New Year alone.
而是要用这个机会来把人带到上帝的面前，传福音，分享上帝给我们的恩典。
It's a chance for us to bring more people to God and share the gospel with them and share God's grace with them.
所以礼拜六不光是你来，你还要邀请你的朋友一起来。
Please do not come alone. You need to bring more friends to come with you.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，不但你造我们的生命，你也救我们的生命。
Father, we thank you because you not only give us life, you also save us from death.
我们是双重的被你所爱。
We are loved by you doubly.
求主帮助我们愿意做一个分享恩典的人。
God bless us to be a person who's willing to share your grace.
所以在我们的人生当中接受考验的时候，我们是带着顺服你的心。
So that when we go through life in trials and tests, we have an obedient heart.
我们也能够向人来分享上帝的福音。
Give us the courage to share your gospel with people around us.
求主祝福我们这个礼拜的生活。
Please bless us for this week.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。